Let's go to Heather with the news.
Well, guys, a community is mourning after two young siblings were killed and more than a dozen others were injured on Saturday when this suspected drunk driver crashed into a birthday party in Monroe.
This is horrible.
You probably heard this story. It was all over the news this weekend. It happened on Saturday afternoon, right around 3 p.m., when a 66-year-old woman just plowed into the Swan Creek Boat Club where this children's birthday party was taking place. An 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother were killed. 15 others, including children and adults, were injured. There were emergency responders. Helicopter crew were there. They transferred 3 children and 6 adults to local hospitals in serious condition. Several others were taken to hospitals as well in private vehicles. It's just a devastating situation. It's believed that the suspect, whose car actually landed 25 feet into the building. So imagine the speed at which this woman was driving to plow through the wall of this building
and keep going
inside. They believe that she was at a bar at this tavern, Verna's Tavern, earlier in the day. That's now also being investigated to seeing what... I mean, this was 3 p.m. too, right?
Yeah, 3 a.m. Yeah.
Not 3 a.m.
Yeah, right.
3 p.m. Middle of the day on Saturday.
Kid's birthday party.
You guys see the Ring Bell footage? Two separate Ring Bells picked up the car.
Oh,
speeding.
I didn't see it.
I've been there before a couple times. This is a very popular place down in Monroe where people hang out. And actually, we got an email for our school district, Huron, because it's right next to us, Flat Rock, where these kids went with grief counseling. Kids are going to be asked. They've hit pretty close to home. The Ring Bell footage is...
Is it chilling? Like, to see how fast she was going?
Yeah, and it's like...
I just got goosebumps.
I'm telling you what, where this is at... It makes no sense for her to be driving the way she was. And I mean, obviously, allegedly under the influence here and stuff, but I mean...
There could be more to the story that we don't know. I mean, maybe she was under the influence and maybe she also suffered a medical emergency.
Yeah, well...
Altogether. I don't know. I mean, we'll find out more, but it sounds like alcohol is what did it.
Yeah.
More devastating news. An 8-year-old is in critical condition after accidentally shooting himself in the head on Friday. This was in Warren. Investigators say both parents and 2 other children were home when the shooting took place. And investigators are now obviously looking into whether the gun was safely and securely stored. The Warren police sergeant says that the accidental shooting is a tragedy that happens all too often. And he says that if you have a firearm at home, please lock it up, secure it, and keep it away from your children. And he believes that this child knew exactly where the gun was located. This wasn't something he just randomly stumbled upon, knew right where it was located. And of course, there's now a law in place, and the owner of the gun could face a felony charge, fines up to $10,000, and a prison sentence of up to 15 years. Obviously, that's a little bit more if it results in a fatality, but... It's just devastating when you hear these stories over and over and over again. Something needs to change for sure. In other news, the University of Michigan debate team clinched their first national championship this month. On April 8th, the team won the first national championship in the Ann Arbor program's 121-year history. So good for them. The annual tournament was held April 4th through the 8th, and over 4 days, 78 teams representing 47 universities and colleges in two-person teams, debated whether the United States should restrict its nuclear forces. And it sounds like the prep for this is all, like, that's all these students do, right? They spend their days researching and studying and writing and preparing. And so congrats to these two.
Do we know if Connor Stallions helped them as well?
His name was not mentioned in the article.
Okay.
Luke Bryan, he fell flat on his back while performing in Canada Saturday night. And if you look at videos, it looks at first like he slipped on a fan's cell phone. But there is some other footage that shows he might have slipped and then fallen on the phone. Either way, after falling, he laughed it off and he joked that the fan would be expecting a call from his lawyer. And then apparently he did ask to see the footage and played it for the audience. You gotta embrace it when things like that happen to you.
Yeah.
You gotta go with it.
Mm-hmm. That's Heather with the news.